Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at all the crazy AI advancements that happen on January 24th, 2025.
Kind of wild, right?
Yeah.
We've got everything from these new AI agents that seem to be everywhere.
I know.
To the race to build artificial general intelligence really heating up.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
Definitely a turning point for AI, you know?
So where should we start?
Well, let's jump right into those AI agents. I think they're what's really caught the public's eye, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like OpenAI's Operator, it's getting a ton of buzz.
I think what's so interesting about it is how it goes beyond just responding to your commands. It can actually do all these complex tasks online.
So it's like a super-powered digital assistant, like way more than just asking Siri for the weather.
Exactly. Think booking flights, ordering groceries, even buying concert tickets, all without you having to lift a finger.
Okay, that part sounds amazing.
Right. But I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. What about security? Is it safe to give them AI that much control?
That's the million-dollar question. And OpenAI knows it. That's why they've built in all these safety features, like Operator needs your approval for purchases.
Oh, that's good.
It's got threat detection built in, and you can even switch to takeover mode if you're dealing with sensitive information.
So you're not completely handing over the reins to the AI, at least not yet.
Right. You still have the final say. And it's not just OpenAI in this space. Perplexity AI has also released their own mobile assistant. It's like they're taking on the big guys head on.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that one, too. It's free and available on Android.
Exactly. That's what's got everyone so excited.
But what makes Perplexity's assistant different from, say, Google's assistant?
Well, imagine like a research assistant who's always by your side, constantly searching for information, understanding what you need. It's really good at giving you personalized recommendations.
Okay, so it's not just about doing tasks, but also about anticipating what you might want.
Exactly. Plus, it works with all these popular apps like Uber and OpenTable. So you can go from reading a review of a restaurant to booking a table in seconds.
Wow, that's slick.
And you can interact with it through voice or even your camera. Like you can show it something on your screen and it'll get you information about it.
That's crazy. Some people are even saying it could replace Google Assistant someday.
Yeah, it's definitely a contender. It feels like a real shift in how we interact with AI, you know? Like it's becoming more proactive.
Totally. It makes you wonder, how do we even measure how intelligent these AI systems are getting?
Right. It's a huge question. Like, are they actually getting smarter or just better at mimicking intelligence? There's this new benchmark called Humanity's Last Exam, or HLE.
Humanity's Last Exam sounds intense. What's that all about?
Basically, it's designed to evaluate AI on all these different aspects of intelligence, you know, like problem solving, reasoning, even long-term memory. They're really trying to push the limits of what AI can do.
So they're giving these AI systems a real run for their money, huh? Are they
Honestly, not so much. Even the most advanced AI models are barely scratching the surface. They're scoring under 10% accuracy on HLE.
Wow. So even though these AI agents seem super capable, they're still a long way from what we consider true intelligence.
Yeah, it's definitely a humbling reality check. Like, as impressive as these AI agents are, we're still a long way from that sci-fi idea of artificial general intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, AI that's as smart as a human across the board.
Right. So HLE is less about passing or failing and more about like setting the bar really high.
Exactly. It's about understanding where AI needs to improve to reach that next level. And there are a lot of people who want to see it happen.
I heard there's even a big cash prize for researchers who make significant contributions to HLE, like $500,000.
Yep. The stakes are high. The race to build AGI is definitely on.
It's like the next frontier of technology. It's not just about the future, right? AI is already having a huge impact in all kinds of areas, both positive and, well, maybe some not so positive.
For sure. Like, one area where we're seeing AI do amazing things is disaster prevention. NASA's Volcano Sensor Web is a great example.
Volcano Sensor Web. Now that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
So they're using AI-powered satellites to keep an eye on volcanoes all over the world, 24/7.
So they've got AI watching over those volcanoes, kind of like a guardian angel.
That's one way to put it. The idea is to provide early warnings of any potential eruptions so we can be better prepared.
That's pretty incredible. But how does it work? Does the AI just, like, look at pictures of volcanoes?
It's actually a lot more sophisticated than that. They're using both low and high resolution satellites. The low resolution ones constantly scan for hotspots, and when they detect something unusual, they trigger the high resolution ones to zoom in and collect more detailed data.
So it's like a network of AI eyes in the sky constantly watching over us.
Exactly. And because it's all powered by AI, the system can react much faster than humans ever could.
That's a pretty reassuring use of AI, right? But we've also seen some news that's a bit more unsettling, like the fact that AI can now replicate itself.
Yeah, that was a big one. It's a major scientific breakthrough, but it definitely raises some eyebrows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens if AI gets out of control and starts making copies of itself without any oversight?
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, a robot apocalypse.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but it is a scenario we need to consider carefully.
Yeah, even if it's not a robot uprising, the idea of self-replicating AI just feels a little, I don't know, unpredictable.
I get it. It's uncharted territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also highlights the need for really robust ethical guidelines and safety protocols around AI development.
It feels like every time we take a step forward with AI, we also uncover a whole new set of ethical questions that we need to grapple with. It's definitely a lot to process.
It is, and the pace of change isn't slowing down. But I think that's what makes this whole field so fascinating, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely keeping us on our toes. So we talked about those independent AI agents last time and that test for AI intelligence, the humanities last exam thing.
Yeah, HLE, it's definitely a mouthful.
But before we go too far down the rabbit hole of what makes AI truly intelligent.
Right, right.
Let's talk more about those AI agents, like OpenAI's Operator.
Okay, yeah, Operator. I think it really shows how AI is moving away from just, you know, following instructions. It's actually making decisions, complex decisions.
Like, it's not just doing what you tell it to, but figuring things out on its own. That's a little scary.
I think scary might be a strong word, but I get it. It's new. There's a lot of uncertainty. But the thing is, developers are really focused on safety. They're building in these safeguards to give users more control.
So you're not just giving the AI free rein to do whatever it wants.
Right. It's like, think about it. You wouldn't just hand someone the keys to your car without making sure they knew how to drive.
Yeah.
Same principle here.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So what about Perplexity AI's assistant? It seems to be doing something different, right? More focused on information and recommendations.
Mm. Yes, you got it. If Operator is like a task manager, Perplexity's assistant is more like your super smart research assistant. It's all about anticipating your needs, you know?
So like, it could help you plan a trip.
Exactly. Suggest restaurants, things to do, even help you navigate traffic jams or find alternative routes.
Hmm, that would be super helpful. But I can see how we might become a little too reliant on these AI agents.
I hear you. Like, what happens when our AI is booking all our appointments, planning our trips?
Yeah, do we even remember how to do those things ourselves anymore?
Exactly. It's a valid concern. We got to strike that balance between convenience and, you know, maintaining our own skills.
So maybe the future isn't about AI replacing us, but working alongside us.
Exactly. AI can handle the tedious stuff, free up our time and brain power for things AI can't do.
Like creative thinking, problem solving.
Right. The stuff that makes us human.
But what about jobs? What happens when AI can do the jobs people are doing now?
Ah, the big question. It's a real debate, right? Some experts are worried about widespread job loss. Others say AI will create new jobs, new industries we haven't even thought of yet.
It's probably going to be both, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And it means we have to be ready to adapt, learn new skills.
For skills that AI can't replicate.
Exactly. Things like emotional intelligence, empathy, critical thinking. Those are going to be more valuable than ever.
So it's not about fighting against AI, but figuring out how to work with it.
I like that. It's a partnership.
A partnership, yeah. But while we're thinking about this future with AI partners, we got to remember we're still figuring out what intelligence even means for AI.
True. Like we talked about humanity's last exam and how even the most advanced AI is struggling with it.
Right. It's a good reality check.
AI has come a long way, but it's not about to become self-aware and take over the world. Not yet, anyway.
Okay. So no robot apocalypse on the horizon.
Not that we know of.
But we do need to think about the ethical implications of AI, especially as it gets more powerful.
Absolutely. Remember that news about AI being able to replicate itself?
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. Kind of freaky, if I'm honest.
Yeah. I mean, what happens when AI can make copies of itself without any human intervention?
Yeah.
It's like a whole other level of, well, potential chaos.
It's like we opened Pandora's box and who knows what's going to fly out.
Maybe not quite that dramatic, but it definitely emphasizes the need for some serious ethical discussions around AI, like right now.
So as AI becomes more powerful, we need to be even more careful about how we develop it, how we control it.
For sure. We need to be proactive, anticipate the potential problems before they become real problems.
But it's not all doom and gloom, right? AI can be used for good, too, like that volcano sensor web we talked about.
Yes, that's a great example of how AI can literally save lives. early warning systems for natural disasters, that's huge.
And there are probably a ton of other ways AI can be used to make the world a better place.
Oh, absolutely. Healthcare, education, environmental protection, you name it.
It's like we have all these powerful tools, and now we need to figure out how to use them wisely.
That's it. That's the key.
Right.
It's not just about what AI can do, but about making sure we're using it for good.
Intentionally, ethically.
Exactly. And that's where things get tricky, because there are so many perspectives, so many different ideas about what good even means.
It's a conversation we need to be having, though, a global conversation.
Absolutely. But back to that prediction from Demis Hassabis about artificial general intelligence being just around the corner.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years. That feels soon.
It does, doesn't it? And not everyone agrees with him, but the fact that it's even being discussed seriously shows how fast this field is moving.
It's like everyone's racing to reach this next milestone, like a new space race, but for AI.
Great analogy. And there's a lot at stake, not just bragging rights, you know. AGI has the potential to change everything.
Solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Climate change, disease, poverty, you name it.
It's a powerful dream, but also kind of terrifying.
I understand that. Like, what happens when we create something that's smarter than us? It's a question that keeps a lot of people up at night.
We need to be careful.
We do. We need to be thinking not just about building AGI, but about building it responsibly.
Like making sure it's aligned with our values, our goals as humans.
That's it. We can't just assume it's going to be benevolent just because it's intelligent.
Right. We need safeguards, ethical guidelines, all that stuff. It's a lot to consider.
It is. But let's not get lost in the AGI hype just yet. We've got other things to deal with in the here and now. Remember that AI weapon detection system that failed in Nashville?
Oh, man, that was awful. A real tragedy.
It shows the limitations of current AI, you know, and how dangerous it can be to rely on it for critical tasks without proper testing, proper oversight.
We can't just assume AI is going to be perfect, especially in situations where lives are at stake.
Absolutely. We need to be realistic about the risks and build in safeguards to minimize those risks.
And remember that AI can be biased. Right? Just like people.
Right, right. The data we feed it, the way we train it, all that matters.
If we're not careful, we could end up with AI that perpetuates existing inequalities.
Exactly. We need to be super vigilant about fairness, transparency, accountability.
Bring those things. It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. But it's a responsibility we can't shy away from.
So we've got the potential for good, the potential for harm, and everything in between.
Sounds about right. AI is complex.
But there's also the potential for AI to enhance creativity, right? Like
right.
Those films that were nominated for Oscars.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. AI helping artists and filmmakers push the boundaries of their craft.
It's like AI becomes a creative partner, helping us explore new possibilities.
I like that. A creative partner.
But there are still those ethical questions, especially around data privacy, like that lawsuit against LinkedIn.
Right, the whole thing about using private messages to train their AI.
People are starting to ask tough questions about how their data is being used.
And rightfully so. We need to be transparent about how AI is being developed, how it's being used.
And we need regulations, laws to protect people's privacy in this new AI landscape.
For sure. It's a whole new world, legally and ethically.
Yeah.
But speaking of access, OpenAI, making its O3 mini model free for ChatGPT users, was a big deal.
Yeah, democratizing AI, giving more people access to these advanced tools.
It's a good step, but with that access comes responsibility.
Right, we need to be thinking about how to use these tools ethically.
Education is key.
And then there's Anthropic's citations feature, which is all about transparency.
I love that. It's about building trust in AI, showing people where the information is coming from.
It's a step in the right direction. And Hugging Face's small VLM is making AI more accessible for people with limited computing power.
Amazing what they're doing. Shrinking those models down without sacrificing performance.
Yeah, it's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for researchers and developers all over the world.
It's pretty inspiring, actually, seeing how people are working to make AI more efficient, more accessible.
So we've covered a lot of ground, but we haven't even talked about the big kahuna yet. Google.
Yes, Google. They're a force to be reckoned with in the AI world.
Especially with their text-to-image generation stuff. Imogen 3.0 is just blowing people's minds.
It's the next level.
Yeah.
Seriously. We need to dedicate some time to talking about that.
Okay, so let's dive into the world of Google AI and see what they're up to. All right, so we've talked about AI agents. We've talked about the quest for true AI intelligence. But
and the ethical stuff. Don't forget that.
Oh, right. All the ethical dilemmas. It's a lot. But we can't wrap things up without talking about, well, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Google.
Yeah, Google's been kind of quietly dominating the AI landscape, haven't they?
It's not so quiet anymore. Their work with text-to-image generation is blowing everyone's mind.
Imogen 3.0, right.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable what they've achieved.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, to be honest. Like, turning words into pictures, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel.
I know. It's like, remember when we were kids and we thought, imagine if there was a machine that could just draw whatever you told it to draw. Well, here it is.
So just to be clear, you're telling me I can type in something like a robot riding a unicorn through a field of rainbows, and this AI will create an image of that.
Pretty much, yeah. And not just some crude drawing. We're talking high-resolution, photorealistic images.
Okay, now that's just freaky. In a good way, I guess. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Right. Imagine the implications for art, for design, for everything. You could create concept art for movies, generate illustrations for books, even visualize architectural designs before they're built.
It's like giving artists and designers superpowers.
Exactly. But, with great power comes great responsibility, or however that saying goes.
Well, I see where you're going with this. We can't talk about AI without talking about the potential for misuse, right? Like, could someone use this technology to create fake images, spread misinformation, that sort of thing?
It's a valid concern. And it's not just about intentionally malicious uses. Think about accidental biases that could creep into the AI's training data, leading to the creation of images that reinforce harmful stereotypes.
Right. We got to be really careful about that. So, what can we do? Like, how do we balance the amazing potential of this technology with the very real risks?
Well, for starters, we need to be having these conversations,
Right.
raising awareness about the potential downsides, educating people about how to be critical consumers of information.
So, like, not believing everything we see online.
Exactly. We need to develop our media literacy skills, our ability to question and verify information, especially when it comes to AI-generated content.
And probably some regulations are needed, right?
Definitely. Clear guidelines and regulations around the development and use of AI are essential.
It's a lot to figure out.
It is. But the potential benefits of this technology are so huge that we can't just ignore it.
Right, imagine using it for good. Like in education, students could visualize historical events, explore scientific concepts in 3D.
Oh, yeah. And in healthcare, doctors could use AI-generated images for diagnosis, treatment planning, even personalized medicine. The possibilities are really exciting.
It is mind-blowing to think how far we've come and how much further we could go. It's been quite a journey, this deep dive into the world of AI.
It really has. We've covered so much ground, from those AI agents that seem to be popping up everywhere, to the race to build true AI intelligence, to the ethical dilemmas that keep popping up like whack-a-moles.
Hey, we ended up talking about Google's incredible work with text-to-image generation, which is just, well, mind-blowing.
It's been a whirlwind. But I think the key takeaway is that AI is here to stay. It's already changing the world in profound ways, and it's only going to get more powerful, more pervasive in the years to come.
So, where do we go from here? What should our listeners be thinking about as they navigate this brave new world of AI?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged in the conversation. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's something we're all shaping together through our choices, our actions, and our voices.
So, to our listeners, we say this: keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
See you next time.